Welcome back. Tonight, we're with John Miller and the Engine Lights, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
In your wine, slip out the door and down the line before they even know I'm gone. I paid my tab in someone else's tears. Lord, I broke the bank this time. If you want to catch a break, man, you gotta wet your line. Show me something I can't sell.
Style playing is something that you just locked into, and that's what you continue to do. Have you sort of played that role as a guitarist in the other bands that you've played with?
Not as much. I mostly just sort of played that when I had to just be the only person on stage, you know. I was just by myself. That was how I tried to fill as much space as I could. But with some of the other bands, I'd like Prison Book Club, I played electric guitar, just sort of strumming the chords, and sort of the same with the Fox Hunt, but that was more of like a string band, played like fiddle tunes and songs in that vein.
You mentioned Guy Clark, and you know, I think back to when I became kind of fed up with music in the 80s and found you know, Guy Clark playing then, Lyle Lovett, Robert Earl Keane, and Towns Van Zandt. You know, it was like that was like a amazing period of music, sort of a resurgence of some kind of folk. Do you feel like we're in that again now?
Yeah, it's amazing, especially in this region. There's, I mean, it's chock full of amazing musicians and artists and songwriters and creative people. You never really get to look at it until you have a few years behind you to get perspective, but I think it's something pretty special.
Yeah, I do too. We're living in a good place at a good time right now. So
I'd say so.
Yeah, I mean, this is a pretty good indicator. Look at this house, this is great. Glad you guys are all here.
There's a crack in the altar. Someone spoke through the break. Time's only relief. They saw me falter, knowing what was at stake. Nothing of underneath. And the hills move like lawns, and the river speaks in tongues, and I am not alone. Naked Shenandoah, shaking me down, her banks lined with foam. I saw you trembling, all wrapped up in a towel, afraid to go home. The sky frozen black, covered my wayward tracks as I left to get stoned. S- sap of recollection bleeds through the grain, hardens the soil. Flights of temporal affection pours in the vein and lives in the coils. And if I could find a use for things I cannot help but do, I might one day atone.
Introduce the two Johns and Andy.
We got John Luna here on the mandolin and the electric guitar. Very lucky to have him. Over here on the bass, we have Andy Brown. He's been on the show before.
Oh, yeah.
And back here on the drums holding it down is Mr. John Clay.
And then off to your right is Chloe. Oh. Edmonston. Hey, Chloe, did you start as a violinist?
No, I did not. I started playing old-time fiddle, kind of grew up around it. My mom plays and was a clogger, so I kind of...
cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I grew up kind of going to old-time music festivals and learned from my mom's friends, and then later decided that I wanted to actually learn what the notes were. And tried to go backwards.
Yeah, and how has that been?
It's a long, long challenge that I'll never fully get, I'm sure.
So you're learning to read music as
not read
an
it,
adult,
no.
Is that what you mean? Or?
Well, not read it, but just trying to, you know, play songs like this. You know, old time is very 1-4-5, and if you ask someone what a note was on the fiddle, I mean, some of them would definitely tell you, but you don't have to know.
Where'd you grow up? Where are you from?
I grew up, born in North Carolina in Charlotte, and then grew up in outside of Atlanta, Georgia.
And how did you and John meet? This John, John Miller.
This John? I can go around the circle. This John, we kind of met through mutual friends from like Clifftop and West Virginia. And then we didn't really know each other too well. And then my band, Locust Honey, needed a bass player for like a 5-week cross-country tour. And we went down the list of people that we knew, and then we started going down the list of people we kind of knew, and John was on that list. So, and it was great. I couldn't believe he said yes. A bunch of girls and him and a van, and we drove to California.
And you can't believe he said yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, how could he have said that. Yes?
Yeah. But we got to know each other real well that trip, and then we went on a bunch of others, and he was pretty much in our band for a while, and then I started playing with him.
Never I consider all the things that I've done, no consideration for anyone or anybody else but me. Like a future on that interstate they paid for me, should have charged double, they gave away for free, like I could be free, get away with anything. And your love made me feel like I'm in a hospital. Nobody knows my condition, and we'll dance on the graves of the souls of the saved. Swimming at work, you try the soft landing. Landing doesn't work, and my body still hurts. My body still feels all wrong. Sweating like a whore that's been born to give pleasure. I'm a dog with a bone, I'm gonna bury my treasure, the first thing that comes along. If I use or abuse the alcohol, part of my joyous submission, then we'll dance on the graves of the soul.
Lot of traveling as a musician, and do you do it year round?
Yes, I have. I did a lot of touring with Locust Honey. That's pretty much the only band I've toured with, really, besides John's. I have, like, you know, odd jobs, work in a restaurant at home, and then when people ask me to tour, I always say
you
yes.
You always say, I
that's
need,
trumps everything else.
You always say, I need several months off. Yeah, because yeah. Embedded in that question was, do you do other work as well?
Yeah, but I always only do work that lets me take 3 months off at a time.
Did you ever do college after high school?
I went to a bit of college.
Yeah.
I did a year at Warren Wilson College in Swannanoa, and I did a semester at ETSU in Johnson City. I was in the old time program at ETSU that I got a scholarship. They did have a cool bluegrass and old time scholarship there that lets you go for in state if you guys didn't need to go to college. Good to know.
On in a minivan, it was looking for an X on the map. Long night shaking in a stranger's house with a bottle in my lap. Running from the deafening sound of a future. Barcelona. praying to some vague set of eyes that it's only for a while. Now I kneel for the only things I know, this set of keys, and I told you so. Someday it'll be worth a while. Outside an empty bar on a dark December morning. Once a bad food and a pauper's guitar, never heeding any warning. I've had friends and I've let my friends down, looking for my heart in the lost. Trying to stop the rain from pouring. I've been gaining on the crack of dawn, glass eyes and a smile. Praying St. Faustina, please let me go out in style. I'll never know how far I've sown. Till then, I'm gonna feel every mile.
Talk about your songwriting. Is this a topic that you like to talk with interviewers about?
No.
Yeah. Why is that, do you think?
I mean, I guess it depends on who it is. I'm totally kidding, by the way. It can be a tricky thing to talk about because, you know, ideally when you write a song, it's you kind of hope that it stands for itself and kind of speaks for itself, you know?
Are there some songs that you've written that really resonate with your audience and that surprises you?
Man, I'm kind of surprised anytime someone, when anything resonates, you know, it feels really good.
Don't you wish that you could go back sometime? Don't you wish that you could go back home? Trying to remember just where it was. Remember when you weren't alone. Remember you ain't alone. Every day's another pointless job. Every night's another lonesome song. Trying to remember your bed was a leather and you were the one singing along. Lord, where did we go wrong? Now the sky is coming down. Can't you see the stars falling? Darkness calling. Mm-hmm. just call them till you can't hear the darkness call.
I'd like to thank John R. Miller and the Engine Lights for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Lori Campbell, Kate Heinonen, and Matthew Flores. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region, and then share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on all of our guests in our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, welcome back John R. Miller and the Engine Lights.
Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Andy, Chloe, and John, and John, and John for being with us tonight.
We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.